Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the world marks 2 years since the Hamas attacks of October 7th, indirect talks between Hamas and Israel have begun in Egypt on ending the war in Gaza. In the showdown over President Trump sending the National Guard into American cities, the confrontation's playing out in the courts.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker fights President Trump's deployment in court, calling it an unconstitutional invasion of Illinois.
Donald Trump is using our service members as political props and as pawns in his illegal effort to militarize our nation's cities.
Federal judge appointed by President Joe Biden temporarily siding with the administration, declining to block the National Guard's deployment to Illinois for now.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The government shutdown affecting millions of us, but mostly hurting federal workers, including those who scan luggage and direct planes and air traffic control towers. They're not getting paid as the fight in Washington goes on. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Could one of the most powerful people in the state capitol be leaving office? Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The longest-serving speaker of the state assembly is thinking about stepping down next year. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISN 12's Upfront program he hasn't decided yet, but is weighing his options. He said it's not the first time he's thought about quitting, but he says past challenges kept him going. In the interview, Voss did say he expects Republicans to keep control of the Assembly. He said he's looking forward to working with whomever becomes the new governor. He says he'll make a decision in January.
And Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill into law that cracks down on misusing artificial intelligence. Wisconsin Act 34 is a bipartisan measure that targets the use of AI to create or share explicit photos of someone without their consent, specifically photos that aren't even real. They can be used as a form of revenge porn, which the state already has laws against. Adding AI to the statute specifically adds new protections as more and more deepfakes show up online. It used to be really easy to tell when somebody's face was edited into a photo, but that's only gotten harder. The law specifically defines synthetic intimate representation and prohibits posting AI with the intent to harass or intimidate someone. Supporters say it's about protecting privacy in a digital world. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers are again focusing on free speech on college campuses. They're proposing a bill that would punish universities if they violate free speech rights. Schools could face lawsuits, tuition freezes, and would even have to note violations on admissions documents. The plan also calls for First Amendment training and surveys about political bias every 2 years. Similar bills are being considered in 19 states. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it was the bottom of the first. The Brewers already losing to the Cubs 3-0 when Andrew Vaughn came to the plate. Two men on, coverage on TBS.
And it's a high fly ball to left field. Hap underneath it, in front of the wall. This ball's gone! Andrew Vaughn ties the game with one swing. He's done it again.
The Brewers went on to win 7-3. Vaughn on what led to his three-run home run.
You know, William gets a huge hit. Yelly gets a huge hit. You know, I was just trying to keep the momentum going. You know, have a team at bat there. Definitely a big moment. The momentum swing, that was huge.
Game three is tomorrow afternoon at 4:08 at Wrigley Field. NBA, the Bucks with a 103-93 win over the Heat in Miami. But guard Cole Anthony had to leave the game after getting stitches in his chin.
Yeah, he's good. It was a deep cut, but he's good. I told him when you play defense, this stuff happens.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally, a stretch of some crisp fall weather for today. Increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear and chilly, lows in the mid to upper 30s. On Wednesday, some frost possible early, otherwise sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 51.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, comedian Jim Flanagan joins to talk a Wisconsin date. Then a mystery guest drops by. Let's light it up Tuesday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
WMDX in the Mad City. Four Lakes, State Street, and 9,000 Hemp Shops.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
We need ICE out of our city so that we can continue to focus on the strategies that have been working to drive violent crime down. ICE lies and people die. Today, we are signing an executive order aimed at reining in this out-of-control administration. The order establishes ICE-free zones. That means that city property and unwilling private businesses will no longer serve as staging grounds for these raids.
The mayor of Chicago, Mike Nellis, from Chicago, joins us. Mike Nellis joins us in just a bit. Chicago. Thank you. Kofi said a deranged white guy shot up an ICE facility in Texas 2 weeks ago, killing two migrants. Mm-hmm. So Trump is sending Texas National Guard to Portland and Chicago to protect ICE facilities. You can't make it make sense, so I won't ask you to make it make sense.
I'm not going to try.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Mike attached the report. Here's the CBS News report about ICE making bogus 911 calls and filing false police reports in Chicago. These people are out of control. They're trying to draw Chicago cops into helping them.
Yep. Yes, they are.
It's, don't tell me you're there to help the police or to, you know, to help with crime or whatever. This is full-on fascism. So we will also talk to Mike about the, we mentioned this yesterday, the state and of Illinois and city of Chicago filed a lawsuit yesterday against the Trump administration, objecting to the deployment of federal troops, included an admonition that the renaming of the Department of Defense was not legally valid.
Yeah,
it's not a thing.
Right.
It's not a thing.
Right? They keep repeating it. So this was, you know, addressed to the Defense Department.
Right.
And not the Department of War. By the way, that would be a multi-billion dollar expense to do this.
Yes, it would.
And, an administrative, unbelievable undertaking administratively. And you, to change the name of the cabinet department, Congress has to pass legislation. Right. There were not enough votes in the GOP but majority House the last time, and the name change would face Republican objections in the Senate. It, just because they say it's a thing, it's not a thing.
Like the Gulf of Mexico is not the Gulf of America.
Right, right. Just to make them sound tough or so. Oh, God, can you give me this vomitous Monica Crowley?
Yes.
What is she? The head of the something.
Yeah.
Department of Bull.
That's it.
Something.
Yeah.
We are now totally over that destructive, stupid era of toxic masculinity, and now we're in an era of real masculinity, thanks to the bold, muscular leadership of President Trump and our Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth.
our hairless, muscular Secretary of War.
Does she know what toxic masculinity means? Because
no,
she does not.
Yeah.
God, is that what real masculine? Fantastic. Okay. Tell Trump to take his shirt off. Let's get a gander at all that.
Wasn't she Alan Combs's sister-in-law?
I think she was.
Yeah. Like Alan, like she, like Monica Crowley's sister was married to Alan Combs.
Oh.
Okay. Got it.
Right. My brain just.
Jeff Tiedrich writes, now that's a lovely situation. A president horny to police state the out of Portland because he saw a five-year-old clip of a burning trash can on TV, and he's so cognitively impaired he can no longer coherently process the images flickering before his eyes. This is once again something that he saw on Fox. That's a clip from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I think from the George Floyd protest.
It was, yes.
You've got to keep Grandpa away from the TV. Couldn't we have Fox put on a fake thing where he wins the Nobel Prize? He decides to, you know, spend more time with his family and triumphant parades break out everywhere. Couldn't we somehow trick Grandpa into watching a show like that?
Love it.
That sounds good. I think I'll do that.
Can't we beam that signal directly into the White House on honest TVs? I think we could.
We could. This is Los Angeles. We have the power.
Right.
Meanwhile, back in the real world, Buxton says, how does Trump declare martial law? He invokes the Insurrection Act, as he promised just yesterday.
Yes, he did.
For once, can we believe him when he says something? Like, it's Trump, he's just talking. A real insurrection is not necessary. That's the point that, you know, Pritzker and the mayor of Chicago are making. It's not necessary for it to actually be happening. It's just Trump's going to say it's happening.
Right.
And, you know, I guess at least his MAGA base believes him.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Okay. Mike Nellis, who will join us in a bit, also says you don't need to be a political genius, though he is one.
Yeah, he is.
To figure out that stopping health care premiums from doubling or tripling is a pretty popular idea. Yeah, fortunately, I think people get this. They get, my health insurance, which is already incredibly expensive, will be double. Yeah, I can't afford that. I mean, that's what Democrats are fighting, and that's why we're winning in the polls and whatever. And look at Marjorie Taylor Greene standing up knowing how dangerous this is politically. Who is it? One of our friends was predicting that their Republicans are going
to
cave. Trump's going to, you know, see again which way the political wind is blowing. Hakeem Jeffries on this.
Why are House Republicans still on vacation? They've actually been on vacation for the last few weeks, and Mike Johnson, once again, has canceled votes. Why are they so afraid of being here at the Capitol and doing their job? Why don't Republicans want to swear in Representative-elect Adelita Grijalva? Is it the Epstein files?
No.
Yes. I think that's the other thing that people get. You don't want to swear in this congresswoman. This is why you don't want Congress back in session to do reopen the government or anything else because of that. Mm-hmm. One more, Hakeem Jeffries.
Republicans enacted permanent tax breaks for the wealthy, the well-off, and the well-connected in the United States of America. Permanent tax breaks. And now the nerve of these people to say to us that we don't have the time or inclination to address the Affordable Care Act tax credits for working class Americans.
So we like to focus on the little slivers of light, don't we, Jody? Little slivers of light. MAGA is a minority at 26%. Neil says anti-MAGA majority is 74%.
Yep.
We just have to keep remembering. And this, you know, the No Kings protest is this weekend. There are a lot, not just a lot.
It's
there are a lot
weekend,
more of us.
Oh, weekend after this.
Sorry,
yes.
Next on following
the 18th,
weekend. Yeah. Right. Right. Medium said, the right wing is blowing up houses of people they don't like while calling the left wing violent. I mean, we see case after case after case, including last week, Jody, when I was on vacation, of MAGA terrorism, of some right winger fill in the blank, you know. And here we go. Politics girl, our friend, was talking about the South Carolina case. Judge Goodstein was her name, was walking on the beach when the fire started. Her husband, Arnie, was in the house with her children and perhaps grandchildren. The family had to escape by jumping from a window or balcony. As you were saying, he apparently broke his leg and hip in several places.
Yeah,
he's still hospitalized.
Yeah.
I mean, if you saw this, it reminded you of the Governor Shapiro. You know, the house like went up, man. I mean, it. And Politics Girl just said Governor Whitmer was almost kidnapped by armed thugs. Governor Shapiro's house was set on fire. Nancy Pelosi's husband was violently attacked by someone looking for her. Melissa Hortman was assassinated in her home with her husband and dog. And now this: the left is the victim, not the perpetrator. You know, no matter how many times noted ghoul Stephen Miller says it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or
Caroline,
your friend.
Caroline, with my girlfriend.
Yes, with Caitlin Collins.
Mm.
I'm sorry, it's just Caitlin.
Caitlin doesn't need the extra K.
No, she does not.
I spoke to the police chief of Portland last week. He said that the president's claims just don't match up with what's happening on the ground.
Yeah, but you're probably talking officials who are opposed to everything this president does. You should also ask the people who live in Portland. We've actually heard from many members of the community who have said that this is complete civil disobedience. It's a mess. It's been loud.
Civil
disobedience. It's like Trump going, oh, these beautiful black ladies from Chicago, all the beautiful black ladies telling me, thank you, President Trump, thank you so much. Tears in their eyes. These are completely made up stories.
Yes.
Okay. ASMR.
A federal judge over the weekend that the president had appointed to the bench in his first term in office basically argued that he could not deploy other states' National Guards to Portland, basically said that it was untethered, his argument, to what is actually happening on the ground. Which local officials in Portland have said that the National Guard is needed there?
With all due respect to that judge, I think her opinion is untethered in reality and in the law. The president is using his authority as commander-in-chief, U.S. Code 12406, which clearly states that the president has the right to call up the National Guard in cases where he deems it's appropriate.
This is the judge that he appointed.
Yes. Yeah.
Is untethered. Is
yes.
Right.
Yes.
What did Judge Stephen Miller call
her? She's a woke lib.
A judicial terrorist or something?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it? Oh, no, a legal insurrectionist.
Yes. There we go.
Appointed by Trump.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Uh-huh.
The financial backing of these groups, particularly Antifa, is certainly something the administration is looking into aggressively. And the federal government has never really been mobilized or tasked with doing that. So we're kind of kickstarting that into gear. The FBI is working on it alongside the White House's Homeland Security Task Force. Mm.
Ooh. I'd love to see them freeze Antifa's bank account.
Good luck with that.
Thank God Jody's here, because I may have to leave a little early to tidy up Antifa headquarters before they come, because it's a mess. Yeah. I need to do a little light dusting.
Their books are,
we got to fix that.
Yeah,
got to
fix the books.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's their
not
accountant?
A thing, not a thing, not a place.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Who's their accountant?
They don't
Antifa.
Have one. They
yeah.
don't have one.
I don't know. Let's see. Okay. Here's Stephen Miller, what he called the judge. Here we go.
You called a legal ruling legal insurrection. Are you recommending the president take action against judges whose rulings you disagree with?
No. It's simply a factually accurate statement that when a judge assumes for him or herself the powers that have been relegated or delegated by the Constitution to the president, that is a form of a legal insurrection.
No.
And they accuse the left of using inflammatory language, right?
All the time.
Of course.
Politics chicks, thank you. I love this thread. They said, what makes me the saddest and angriest is that striving to live up to the highest ideals of human behavior used to be a core American value until one man convinced half the country that character no longer matters. This makes them either gullible or evil or worse, yet both. I mean, it's just what it's done to us, I think, as a country, Jody, I forgot to tell you, I did an interview over the break. You know, Brother Weeze is my first radio partner. I started as Sister Sleaze at WCMF Rochester, buddy, home of rock and roll. Back in 19.
utero?
He is a force of nature and a legend. I think he'll be back in some form. I believe they just changed format or something. And so,
we've been through that.
Oh, yes. Been there, done that. But so the interviewer told me, so they're writing a book. So they interviewed me for a book about Weeze. And I did not ever know this story. But he said, did you know that they offered Weeze the morning show in Miami when you guys were working together in Rochester, but they only wanted him, not you, so he turned it down.
Wow.
And I was like,
sweet.
That is amazing.
I'm like, I never, I mean, here it is, 2020.
That's
I'm
so
like,
sweet.
I never heard that story, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But
so
I just, you know, in terms of character.
Sure.
You know, like, just our higher ideals and what a lot of people used to strive to be, that we didn't have conversations about, would it be okay to let someone bleed out in an emergency room? Would that be, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just this sort of dehumanizing line that we've passed anyway, that just, you know, warmed my heart. And I also felt like, wow, what a dummy. Wheeze, what's wrong with you?
He could have gotten out of the snow.
I would have dumped me
Rochester
in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
That was very sweet.
I've gone to Miami with palm trees and
yeah,
coconuts.
And by the way, also, you, Miami. Remember, we also had a top-rated show in Miami.
Yes,
Clear
we did.
Channel flipped the station
huge,
to sports.
Yeah,
and then what was their rating? Zero. They had zero ratings. So once again, you, Miami.
We had a huge audience in Miami.
You have any taste in radio talent.
Yeah, the audience was so huge, you even went there in August.
I did. I went to a book signing or something in August.
Was
right
it
after,
outdoors?
Right after getting a blowout. Yeah.
Like, oh no.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, it's Link from Mod Squad, everyone. What's
she
your
doesn't
reference?
Know what that is.
Yeah,
I
that's
don't.
No.
He had a giant
above
afro.
Her head.
It was a fantastic giant afro. Yeah.
He did have a very nice.
Yeah.
Afro.
Humidity in Miami in August.
Not a good combo.
Ain't no party for your hair.
No.
All right. Anyway, we have Charlie Pierce in a few minutes. We have Mike Nellis coming up top of the hour, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Brought to you by Cozier.
Aw.
Cozier pajamas and blankies are soft, breathable, so cute. Oh, my God, they're so cute. They're as cute as this top. The top I'm wearing now, I'm wearing lavender. Thank you. I'm wearing my lavender short sleeve pajamas.
Oh, my God.
The fabric, insanely soft, so stretchy, lightweight.
Whoa.
What gets me is how cool it sleeps. It's just my all-day cozy uniform now. I get an excuse to get into my gym pajamas earlier and earlier now because I'm a loser. The bubble cuddle blanket. What?
What?
This plush textured faux fur, it's stunning. It's nap-inducing. It is because it's cuddly. It is a cuddly.
Yeah.
Cuddle bubble blanket. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on blankets, lifetime guarantee on apparel. What do you have to lose to get all this luxury? CozyEarth.com, type in Stephanie, and you get 40% off your favorite new jammies or blankies. CozyEarth.com, that code is Stephanie.
God, it was terrible! Hilarious!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. It's scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Use the collagen I use and love. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go get my collagen, GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They are ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse the biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I hike and bike every day. It superpowers me. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use that promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stephanie.
No fear here, just monster savings at Burlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Burlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Burlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Burlo Mattress of Madison.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Stephanie Miller.
Uh-oh.
What?
I blame myself for playing too many creepy Stephen Miller sound bites.
What happened?
S. Mapleton said, I don't have a neck fetish, but I do appreciate nice ones. And Jody's is very nice. I love when she wears her hair up.
What?
Okay. Maybe we have a vampire demographic. Twilight fans.
We've had weirder demographics.
Okay.
I love Twilight.
You know what? That Stephen Miller laugh we played now is going to haunt my dreams, right? Because it's not like a real human laugh. It's
I'll isolate that for you.
Yeah. Okay. Hey. What could possibly go wrong? There's no air traffic controllers at Burbank Airport.
I know. It's
yeah,
so
Bella,
easy
didn't you just fly out of there?
Yeah, I just flew out of Burbank Airport. We did not fly in. We flew into LAX.
Right.
Thank God.
I fly out of Burbank all the time.
It's so easy.
The easier airport in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's a little disturbing headline. Hollywood Burbank Airport was operating Monday without air traffic controllers.
Yeah, from 4 p.m. to like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Like
9, now arriving gate 8. Gate 9.
There aren't 9 gates at Burbank.
That's all of them.
Gate 13, gate 14, gate 15.
Yeah. It was the air traffic control temporarily unmanned. That's fine.
That's fine.
So
they were still operating? They didn't stop?
No. It was out of San Diego.
They were operating out of San Diego.
Number of flights have been delayed or canceled due to staffing shortages amid the ongoing government shutdown.
Right.
Ed Newsom tweeted, "Thanks a lot, Trump."
Mm-hmm.
And San Diego has their hands full right now too, because they just opened up a brand new terminal this week.
Imagine landing in land in Burbank and then landing in San Diego.
No, Burbank.
Oh, okay.
They were doing air traffic control in Burbank from San Diego.
Do we have interior plane noise? What's that? What do we call that? The interior plane?
We might not anymore.
Bella's right. Can you imagine? Were they on the plane? Attention, ladies and gentlemen. There are currently no air traffic controllers in the control tower as we approach for a landing at Hollywood Burbank Airport.
And by the way,
please remain calm.
Okay. That airport is tough to land in because of all the mountains around.
Yes.
That's not an easy airport to land.
thought you meant they were landing in San Diego.
No, they were just controlling it from
right,
San Diego.
The air traffic controllers.
Don't you feel they do?
Based in
they do that thing that like on no purpose. One makes that noise. And only pilots. I think it's while they're making up some bolt. You know what I mean? There's a problem with the landing
it's
gear.
Just a vocal fry.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's one long vocal fry. Uh-huh. Yeah. They're just thinking up new bolt not to alarm passengers
right.
with.
Yeah.
How do I tell you there are nobody directing the planes? Okay.
Yeah.
It's like improv. It's just like the
yes,
yeah.
And.
It's like the Groundlings. Just, we don't know. Yes, and pick a runway.
Does Sean Duffy care?
No.
I have no idea.
No. In our other bad news file, Frank Conniff says Barry Weiss becoming the head of the news division at CBS does not just tarnish the legacy of Murrow and Cronkite. It tarnishes the legacy of Hee Haw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Gerald Burnett.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Can I just say, no wonder Bill Maher likes... I couldn't even get through the headline yesterday. Bill Maher bashes Kamala Harris, you know, book and his guest Van Jones laughs. I'm like, that's exactly how we got where we are right now. Oh, I can't wait to talk to Mike.
He's best friends with Barry Weiss.
Ugh. Ah. Mm-hmm. 29 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce next.
Madison and 92.7 WMDX, both weird in the best way. Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dane County is putting more than $25 million into new affordable housing projects. County Executive Melissa Agard's office announced that six projects are currently being chosen through the county's Affordable Housing Development Fund. That money will go toward building nearly 500 units of affordable housing. Those units will be designated for seniors, people who make certain amounts below the community median income, and people experiencing homelessness. Most of those units will be in Madison, but there will be a building of 80 units in Fitchburg and a building of 40 in Mount Horeb. This money helps jumpstart the process for builders. The Dane County Board will now have to approve resolutions for each individual project. Meanwhile, the median home price here in Wisconsin right now is almost $340,000. That's more than 5% growth over the same time last year. But as is typical, that number is much higher here in Dane County. The median home price here as of August is $460,000. Data from the Wisconsin Realtors Association shows the average Dane County home is on the market for 79 days before it sells, and there are fewer homes sold this year than the same time last year. According to their report, the Federal Reserve is worried about a recession and will likely keep cutting interest rates. They say that may lead to lower mortgage rates for buyers this winter. Meanwhile, if you want to buy your first home but you're not sure where to start, there's a free class this weekend that could help. The Home Buyer Education Workshop is this Saturday. They'll cover things like how to apply for a mortgage, finding what your budget should be, and what kind of assistance programs are out there. The class is free. It's at Village Ramal on Park Street on Saturday, but today is your final chance to sign up. Look for the Home Buyers Roundtable, and you'll be able to find a link to register. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally, a stretch of some crisp fall weather for today. Increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear and chilly, lows in the mid to upper 30s. On Wednesday, some frost possible early, otherwise sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 51.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner talking about this new piece of legislation in regards to housing. And who have you reached across the aisle and worked with on this issue?
I worked with folks like Rep Armstrong, who our districts couldn't look any different. But when you center the actual experiences of your district, not your political parties, but the things that people need, there's a lot more alignment and possibility when that is the centerpiece.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Homeless veterans are facing a crisis in Chippewa Falls, and Brittany Carlone from Wisconsin Watch will be here to tell us a solution on the horizon and the Brewers results and more. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Kids in the Ad Council.
Hegseth went to Memphis and stood behind Stephen Miller as he bragged about a ramped-up federal presence there in a speech that I'm sure sounded tough in his head.
You know, the gangbangers that you deal with, they think that they're ruthless. They have no idea how ruthless we are. They think they're tough. They have no idea how tough we are. They think that they're hardcore. We are so much more hardcore than they are.
What a loser. I've got to say, at this point, white supremacists just have to be embarrassed, right? This is your champion right here? A man who looks like he still has a soft spot on his skull?
John Oliver, yep. Hooray, hero of democracy. Yay, look, here's another one.
Oh, yeah.
Who wrote a piece about Stephen Miller.
Now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce. Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Time for you to use your creepy Stephen Miller voice on Jody and Bella. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jody Hammer.
Okay. Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Hiya, Bella!
Okay. All right. Charlie, we've been talking about this all morning, and you wrote a piece, Stephen Miller scorned the idea his rhetoric led to a judge's house burning down.
Apparently they've ruled out arson down there
they
now.
Have. Yeah.
If the local investigators, you know, South Carolina law enforcement, whatever, if the anagram is SLED, I don't know, yes. Maybe they're, you know, Rosebud or something,
yeah.
I don't know. But
as you say, she's been on the MAGA naughty list ever since she ruled to keep South Carolina's voter data out of the hands of the Trump Department of Justice.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure Judge Emmergut there is on the naughty list now, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure she's engaged personal security.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's a Trump appointed judge. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she takes being a judge seriously. That's what's obvious.
But
hey, I'm a judge. I made an order. You got to listen to me.
Yeah.
I mean, here we are. You said over the last week, Stephen Miller called judges terrorists and insurrectionists. Far be it from me to suggest a cause and effect dynamic at work. But, you know, he obviously freaked out. Dan Goldman, Congressman Goldman, as you say, called him out. He said Stephen Miller and MAGA world have been Trump, including Judge Goodstein. Today, someone committed, it appeared to be arson at the judge's home, severely injuring her husband and son. Will Trump speak out against the extreme right that did this? Miller was quick to respond, calling Goldman deeply warped and vile. I mean, they just, you know, in this latest, what happened last week, Charlie? The Mormon, the MAGA guy shot up a Mormon. Trump didn't, they just don't say a word about it.
No.
MAGA.
That gets hand-waved off the news.
Yeah. Right.
You know? And then Jake Tapper gets to do text interviews with someone alleging to be President Trump, but who knows who it is.
Right. So, you know? We just mentioned Barry Weiss and Chris, who has met
Barry
Walter Cronkite.
You mentioned Barry White? Barry White?
Barry White.
Barry White.
My everything.
Oh. You want me to dim the lights and play Barry White so you can talk to Jody alone? Is that what you're asking?
Baby.
Hang on in there, baby. Barry Weiss, as you were saying, Walter, he can confirm Walter Cronkite is spinning in his grave.
Yeah.
Well, I can't top Frank Conniff, though, that it was that it was not only a disgrace to Edward R. Murrow, it was a disgrace to E.R.
Yeah.
By the way, you mentioned this, Chris, but Paramount Skydance is expected to announce it will pay $150 million in cash and stock for the Free Press and name Barry Weiss to CBS top editorial job. Charlie, can you talk about how dangerous this is to an already demoralized journalism
world? Well, I can't imagine what morale is like among the actual reporters at CBS News.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be just horrifying. This is a woman who started out trying to get professors at Columbia fired, mm-hmm. and then decided she was a free speech warrior.
Yeah.
And now she's latched on to, big money, which is what happens in the wingnut welfare universe.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
There's always another billionaire, to fund whatever little vanity project you have.
Yeah. Well, as you write, you said the appointment of Weiss, a staunch advocate of Israel, frequent critic of the mainstream media, to lead the company's news operation follows its hiring last month of a conservative-leaning ombudsman to field complaints about the network's editorial coverage. Based on her resume, she isn't any more qualified to run a major news organization than she is to fly Artemis 3 to the moon. Now with the universe of wingnut welfare to watch, to which Weiss fled after departing the New York Times in a huff, one can simply, on the strength... can rise simply on the strength of your superior bull. That's exactly what it is, right? Her main thing was cancel culture, which is why Bill Maher loves her.
Yeah, and, right. and now we have networks, being blackmailed or extorted, for millions and millions of dollars for saying mean things about the president.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, but has Barry Weiss or Bill Maher or any of these cancel culture people said anything about the cancellation of Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert? Or is it
I think Maher has, to be fair.
Maher has been good about that.
Yeah.
I don't know about Barry Weiss. I don't follow her, so although I guess I have to now because she's running the Tiffany Network, which is now a dollar store, by the way.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said. Tiffany Network is the dollar store now. That's perfect. I mean, Charlie, I mentioned the story. I haven't watched him in years. I can't. My blood pressure can't take it. But so Bill Maher, I guess Friday, said Kamala Harris's new memoir is called 107 Days, but it should have been called Everyone Sucks But Me, was met with applause from his guest, Van Jones. This just tells me how we got here. Van Jones is supposed to be the CNN liberal, and Bill Maher supposedly was a liberal or whatever, and here we go.
Van Jones was one of the earliest we can deal with this guy Democrats.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's the guy who said Trump became president the night he bombed the Syrian airfield.
Oh God. Yeah, and apparently Chris said he got in a little trouble. He made a hilarious joke about people dying in Gaza. Bill Maher's.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. He had to apologize twice.
I don't think Van is comedian enough to pull that one off.
No. So, Charlie, let's look at a little good news. We mentioned top prosecutor is rejecting Trump pressure to charge New York Attorney General Letitia James. Well, I don't know what time it is. Has she already been fired and replaced with another swimsuit model, or we don't know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, certainly Glenn Kirshner could talk about more on this than I can, but these guys are running these prosecutors are running the risk of sanctions and possible disbarment.
Yeah. Yes.
If you bring a paper airplane like this Comey indictment to court.
Yes.
And the court wants to get serious about it, you can lose your, ticket.
Yeah. To your piece about Stephen Miller, he's going to find out he doesn't have presidential immunity. Right. I mean, all of these people that do
the husk of Donald Trump does.
The desiccated husk.
Uh-huh.
I figure he's the Wicker Man at this point.
Yeah.
Did you watch this Jane Goodall interview? It was just
fantastic
and heartbreaking. Yeah. She recorded an interview in anticipation of her death in which she left behind a wish that Trump, Elon Musk, Putin, Netanyahu, and President Xi could be blasted into space. But the way she said it was so, just low-key and Jane Goodall.
Oh, yeah, she's the world's gentlest person.
Right.
Right, right.
But that sometimes they're the deadliest.
Yeah. I remember during the 2016 debate, she said, in many ways, the performances of Donald Trump remind me of male chimpanzees and their dominance rituals. She called him out early. But can I just also say, can I read you some, I just, because I took a little hope in this. That's what she talked about, hope. I don't know if you saw this. She said, in the dark times we're living in now, if people don't have hope, we're doomed. And how can we bring little children into this dark world that we've created and let them be surrounded by people who've given up? So even if this is the end of humanity as we know it, let's fight to the very end. Let's let the children know there is hope if they come together. She said humanity's in its darkest time since World War II, but cited the inspiration of Churchill leading the UK against the Nazis to demonstrate that people can rise up against terrible odds. We certainly seem to be up against terrible odds, aren't we?
The odds are not good right now. And the Supreme Court is back in session, so watch out.
Yeah.
They've emerged from the shadow docket, and now they're going to commit their burglaries in like broad daylight.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they're hearing today, right? They're hearing a case brought by the Alliance Defending Freedom.
Yeah.
To overturn the bans on conversion therapy.
Yeah. I mean, 22 states have bans on conversion
therapy. That's made it all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Oy. I mean, we were saying, you know, telling Barry Weiss, or what do you call it, Laura Loomer to off does not make you unique. So they did that.
Right.
But we were saying that them rejecting Ghislaine Maxwell, that's what the Trump White House wanted them to do. They urged them to stay out of it. I mean, he's obviously going to pardon her. I mean,
as long as they can dangle a pardon over her head, she'll never talk.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So that's, I mean, people were saying that was a win at the spring. I'm like, not really. They did once again what Trump wanted, you know.
Yeah, well, they have. I don't know if they, you know, they maybe. I mean, if you know, I think their ruling was good. I'm glad. I think the results were fine, but again, it's you know, this is you're dealing with an administration that is completely ruthless. I mean, if there's a loophole the size of a gnat's, you know,
ass
butthole.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, I went around all the way around Robin Hood's barn to get back to that. But anyway, you know, they'll jump through it, and you know, so yeah, that means she stays where she is in Club Fit or whatever it is down in Texas. But you know, she's got the pardon dangling just out of her reach. So
yeah,
she'll stay quiet.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, you know, I always look for the little slivers of good news. Dr. Tran said the bad news is anti-vaxxers have been given leadership positions at U.S. health agencies and are doing everything they can to take away vaccines. The good news is despite all their spin, in reality, they've been too incompetent to do anything effective to restrict vaccine access in any meaningful way so far. I mean, you know, there are things that give me hope in terms of, you know, that there are a lot more of us in the same base.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know what it's going to take to get the great lumpen mass off its hindquarters, but you know it's got to happen sooner or later.
Well,
and it can't just be elections. It's got to be, I mean, it really has to be street protests at this point.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I was one of those people who thought, you know, a general strike, you know, fine, that didn't work in the 30s. Why is it going to work now? Now I'm wondering if anything short of outright violence isn't a viable strategy.
Well, it worked in the case of Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, the Disney site crashed with people canceling, you know.
Yeah.
So I obviously it is wildly unpopular to use the U.S. military against American citizens. So, you know, obviously, you know, that's a fight. Again, knock on wood, we're winning for now from a Trump judge.
I think what's dawning on people is the fact that there's nothing going on in these cities.
Thank you.
You know, and the whole thing is premised on, you know, something Trump saw in B-roll from 2020.
Right.
Yes, on Fox News. Old footage from Portland. It's, oh, Grandpa.
I just saw a guy the other day dancing outside an ice facility in a Barney the Dinosaur suit. And he got zip-tied and hauled away.
They zip-tied Barney? Oh,
yeah,
no.
They did.
So we're not one happy family.
Oh. No, I love you and I rescue you and
zip tie you and we're not happy.
Yeah, no, I mean it's you know that's what Stephen Miller considers, you know, a terrorist act.
Yeah.
Locking ice in the street.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think it's a real mistake letting him out of the cage.
Letting who out of a cage?
Stephen Miller.
Stephen Miller. He should be back in the Hannibal
Lecter. I mean, his profile's gotten really high. in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I think it's a real mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's absolutely nothing about that guy that, you know, that feels remotely human.
Yeah. We just need to keep calling him President Miller.
I want to see if his jaw, like, unhinges
so he can swallow a gerbil whole.
Yeah,
so he can swallow. Well,
he's going to do that next time if Caitlin Collins pushes him too far. He's going to unhinge his jaw.
Yeah.
All right. Charlie, love you. See you next week. We link to Charlie's fantastic scribblings.
Yes, you do, and I appreciate it very much. Yes. Goodbye, everybody, and have a good week.
All right,
and
too.
And by the way, Mama, belated happy birthday.
Thank you. Oh, did I mention it was my birthday? Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Charlie.
Bye-bye. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by you, waking up with your scritch, your...
Uh-oh.
That's congestion. You know, runny nose, cough. What do you got? You know your body. What do you do? Do you take tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait at urgent care? You have your dreck, and then other people have the ick, and now you come home with what, Jody?
Drecky ick.
The dreck and the ick. Yeah, something like that. Or you just open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. They've already hooked me up with a doc by email. When I signed up, I start on the right meds, nip it in the bud right away. Not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, you name it, plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting at the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy and whining. I'm super whiny at the pharmacy. Why is it taking so long? I don't feel good.
They must love you.
My meds are in my kit. I don't have to subject him to that anymore. Order yours online in minutes. It'll be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. That's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
That's the craziest thing I've heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everybody, it's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zipa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway,
keeps the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zipa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends? Or they're fighting for their lives with it. They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there, behind it, and get cures.
Yep, and it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zipa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zipa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zipa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
God, wait.
Stephanie Miller.
We mentioned when I did my appearance at our Miami station 11 billion years ago.
Yes.
Where we had fantastic ratings until they replaced it with a sports station that got zero in the ratings. Literally, I didn't even know that was possible. Zero. Got zero in the ratings.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a margin of error, too, with that. So,
but I was
there could have been potentially, you know, been
less people. Yeah,
less
dead people.
Yeah.
They were somehow.
Ghosts.
Or, you know, fetuses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, Chris.
Yes.
My point is, I was so wildly popular, I went to Miami in August.
You did.
To make an appearance.
Yes, at an outdoor event, I believe it was.
And Gorman was there. Hello, Gorman.
Oh.
Hello.
Yes, I was. And you look absolutely marvelous.
Aww.
Maybe I was just starstruck for meeting you for the first time, but let me tell you, your hair looked
really
perfect.
Not like a chia. I look like
I'm
chia pet.
As big a suck up as you. I'm trying to be as big a suck up as your
as like a blue sky guy.
My recollection is my hair looked a little like a cross between a chia pet and like a troll doll.
Or so, Rosanna Dana.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, your hair looked better than Jim DePete's.
All right. Well, thank you for coming, Gorman.
That was nice.
That's sweet. Aw.
He's a good boy.
He's been with you forever.
Yes.
That was a while ago.
Sometime before Bella was born. Okay.
She wasn't in her 50s.
No.
No, you did a tour of Boston in the back of a cab on the air before Bella was born.
Oh, that's right. And I think I accidentally called a guy like a male prostitute. I was just joking. But my producer tells me that I was almost killed on the streets of Boston.
Oh, unwise.
I was joking. But I think had we not been like on camera and microphones, I think I might
think
have been.
He was a pimp. He was not a prostitute.
Sorry. My mistake.
Yes.
My mistake.
They're the armed ones.
My mistake.
He was the person that put people to
Boston
work.
They're
the ones carrying. He was the one putting people to work, not the ones doing the work.
They're the ones carrying, as Bella said.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. See, if I'd had Bella with me. Well,
she wasn't born
Bella
yet.
Would have been in womb at that point.
She was in utero at the time.
Yeah.
What year?
Yeah.
Dare I ask?
That was 99, I think it was. Something like that.
Jody, you and I both didn't procreate, but I told Bella if I could have had... If it turned out like that, I would have
stop
one.
Stop it.
I didn't know they came like that.
I know.
If I could have one like her, I would want my daughter to be just like Bella.
When did that start? When they got so cute?
Did you go through a rebellious period, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, see, you wouldn't have won her then.
Oh, my God. When I was
I would have dumped her somewhere during those years.
Well, that's when you do. That's when you send her to boarding school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 15, 16, 17, I argued with my mother non-stop.
That's
when you send your child to boarding school.
Yeah,
but then...
Oh, no, I would have told... I just would have sent her to a farm upstate where she could run free.
I got over it, though.
I'd be like, oh, my God, you are so annoying. You were going away till you're like 20. Yeah. Okay.
No, you bear them and then you name them when they're 21.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's that annoying period where you can't go buy me wine and there's no. really and you're just cranky and, yeah. and there's really no use for you.
No. What's the point?
My sister's in that phase right now. My mom is doing it all over again.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
You can't be my designated driver. Like you're not really of any use.
And that's when you're the most expensive because that's when you eat the most.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. yeah. It's like oh, yeah.
You want to do things.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. that's true. I used
Sleep
to, my
night.
Best friend used to have her two teenage girls. They used to come stay with me. And I was like, God, they're like locusts. But I just grocery shopped. Is it all gone?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're like bears. What is going on?
All right. Growing girls. They eat a lot.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They get over it.
All right. Hey, Mike Nellis, our new best friend from Chicago,
yes.
Alpha liberal,
yes.
His own bad self, coming up next.
The Isthmus. It's not a lisp. It's where we live. WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, we'll find out about the Forward Madison Soccer Club with Connor Kolowa.
And filling in for Gordy will be Matt Rothschild. Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel marking the anniversary of the Hamas attacks that started the war in Gaza. ABC's Ian Pannell is at the site of the Nova Music Festival, where Hamas gunmen stormed the festival grounds 2 years ago today.
By the time the attack was finished, 378 were dead, many taken hostage, 10 of whom are believed to be amongst the 20 alive today in Gaza. So people have been gathering, remembering the fallen, thinking of the hostages, and praying for peace.
The CDC's new guidelines for the COVID shot are now official. The agency saying getting the shot is a personal choice and is no longer recommending getting it. Senator Bill Cassidy, a doctor, says the switch is not good for America's health. Government shutdown continuing to drag on. Now it's affecting air travel, with numerous traffic controllers calling out sick. Trump administration asking an appeals court to step in after a lower court order temporarily barred National Guard troops from going into Oregon. This is ABC News.